I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, y'all. It's your friend Andy. It's another bonus podcast. Today we've got our episode that we did from Los Angeles with Kim Kardashian. This was Kim's second appearance on Watch What Happens Live. This was our last show that we did in Los Angeles at the Palace Theater. It aired in May. It was our last show before our June summer hiatus. Man, if I could close my eyes and go back to that day. It was great. I had a whole vacation in front of me. I have to say, I was really impressed with her. She's always an open book. No question was off limits. We played Plead the Fifth. We talk about a lot. Talked about Kanye and Taylor, Kendall's Pepsi ad, Caitlyn. It was really a great show. And I came away with respect for Kim K. All right. Enjoy our bonus episode. And I put two Tic Tacs in my mouth when I started recording this, and now I think it sounds funny, so I apologize.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am Andy Cohen, thrilled to spend my last night at LA's Palace Theater with a woman who makes me feel practically assless. And Kim's married to the real Kanye, but our DJ is the white Kanye. It's James Kennedy. Did you know that James Kennedy is the white Kanye?
I did not.
Well, now you know. Very good. And over at the bar enjoying Kardashian-approved big salads, it's Austin, Victoria, and Alex Prang. Hey, guys. Look, Kim. It's hot guys with big salads.
Yes.
Yes, perfect. Cheers,
is
by the way.
Is this a Moscato?
Yes, of course. Yes. Okay. Cheers, guys. Okay, I want to get started.
I missed. I never actually hit her. I missed.
Right. I want to get started on tonight's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Everyone was really annoyed with Kourtney's indecisiveness. I'm just wondering, did she ever pay you back her half for the private plane?
Nope.
She didn't?
No. She didn't get on the plane, so I feel like she has three kids. Like, I'm not going to make her pay for half of the plane, but
right.
She should have. Morally, right. She should have.
I agree, morally. Well, Kim commuted from Calabasas to take your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. And by the way, I'm so psyched you're here because I feel like I have a lot to talk to you about. Okay. First, the Kardashian-Jenner women are known for having extremely big salads, as I mentioned, but what they're known for amongst each other remains unknown. So here's what. Let's toss that salad. Kim, I'm going to ask you a question. You say to whom the answer best applies between Courtney, you, Chloe, Chris, Kendall, and Kylie. Who enjoys being famous the most in the family?
Used to be me, but not. Now I'd say Chloe. You'd think Kylie, but she, no, like, equal. Okay. Kylie.
Who is Chris Jenner?
Chris Jenner. Why did I think of that? I didn't know my mom
who
was.
Who is Chris Jenner's favorite?
Me. You. Well, it could be Kylie. Kylie's okay. Doing pretty well.
Who has the worst taste in men? The audience is all saying Kylie.
Can I plead the fifth now?
Yeah, you can. You can. who do you think will be the next to get married?
Chloe.
Who has the most Justin Bieber on their iPad? iPod.
Mason,
very good. Who is the cheapest?
Courtney.
Who has the worst style?
Chloe, I love you, but...
Thank you very much for tossing that salad. Second, last time Kim visited me, I challenged her to guess how much regular people spend on regular things. She did okay for a rich lady. Here's what, I want to try it again with keeping costs down with the Kardashians. Kim, here's James O'Halloran. He is the male model on The Price is Right. We took his shirt off. I'm going to showcase some items that a non-millionaire might purchase using Price is Right rules. You have to guess how much they cost without going over. Okay. First one is a one-way ride on a local LA bus. James, do you have that item? There it is.
Here.
Any idea? How much do you think that costs?
Well, where are you going? How far is this ride?
I don't know that it matters.
Okay.
One way on a bus.
$10?
It is not. You overbid, it's $175. Okay, how about a gallon of milk?
$3.
Okay, $5.49. Close. Dandruff shampoo.
$6.
$7.99. Okay, you're starting to, you're not overbidding. A $25 gift certificate.
$25?
Yes, very good. Box of condoms.
I don't use that. $5?
$16. That's a big box. You didn't see it. Thank you very much, Kim K. and James from The Price is Right.
Thanks very much, Andy. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, guys. Great to see you.
I have to say, seriously, on a serious topic, the last time I saw you was I interviewed you the night you left for Paris for that fateful trip.
Yeah.
And we, first of all, I notice you're wearing no jewelry tonight. I'm wearing more jewelry than you are. My ring is bigger than yours, which I never thought would happen. But we talked about your ring that night.
We did.
And then this horrible thing happened to you. How have you changed?
Oh, I've totally changed. My whole life has changed. Like, I've said this before, like, I'm truly so happy that that happened to me in the weirdest way. Just, I'm such a different person for the better. I feel like I'm so much more grounded. My priorities are so much more in check, and I wouldn't trade that experience for the world.
And so you,
as crazy as that sounds.
You, and watching the show, I saw you say, I mean, you, it seems like in that moment you thought you were absolutely gonna die.
Absolutely. I mean, it was just not even a question. Like, I knew that was it for me. So I was really, like, coming out on the other side. You just become so grateful for everything that you have and all the small things and things like jewelry. I mean, it means nothing to me.
All right, let's go to a question in the audience. We have Carissa. Hey, Carissa, what's your question?
Hey, Kim, tell us the truth. Did your sister Courtney ever date or hook up with Justin Bieber?
You know what's so funny about her is she is so private. Me being the closest sister to her, she wouldn't tell me if I begged
her. Come on.
Swear to God.
Really?
Not even bullshit for you guys. She will never speak about anyone like that, like anyone she hooks up with. So I don't know. Truly.
What did you think of Kendall's whole Pepsi controversy?
She totally understood at the end of the day, and she felt really awful for it, and she just wants to move on from it.
Yeah. When you saw the ad, did you think, or did you think... great.
You know what? I didn't see it until it had already gotten
blown
the
up.
Attention. And so you obviously have a different perspective when
right.
everyone's just saying something. I think I was traveling and I landed and I just saw all this stuff come up. And so, you know, I think anytime someone does anything, they don't have bad intentions of doing it a certain way, especially Kendall's so sensitive.
Right.
She would never mean for anyone to perceive anything in a negative way.
Are you on social media less?
Yes.
Now that, yes?
Yes, I am. I think like it's been so important for me to just be present. And so when I'm in my house, I'm hardly on my phone. Like I just, it's like a rule to be present and to communicate and to just interact like normal people. I didn't have that growing up. And I want my kids to be.
Kanye deleted all of his social media. Is that something you think he will resume, or why did he?
I don't know. If you can get away and you're taking time off, why not?
And he's in like a creative hibernation now, like coming up with the next great stuff, right?
I think he's just, that's like, sounds like so much pressure. I think like just enjoying time off and enjoying life. And that's all you can really do.
I'm down for that. By the way, you teased, I feel like when Kylie had her last product out, you teased that something was coming up. Does that mean you're gonna get into the makeup game?
I think you can expect something soon.
Really?
Yeah, it's gonna be really exciting.
Let's go to Sam in the audience. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Cam.
Hey.
I have a question about what was like the best night of my life when you exposed Taylor Swift on Snapchat. So after you did that, was it awkward between you and Kendall, or Kendall and Taylor, because Kendall was part of Taylor's squad at the time?
Good question, Sam. That was the best night of Sam's life.
I don't know if Kendall was a part of her squad. I don't think she was. I don't think it was awkward.
Have you heard from her since then? Any contact since then? No. Yeah. Let's go to Vincent. Hey, Vincent, what's up?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
How did you feel when Kanye met with Trump?
You know, we have different opinions, and I think, you know, Kanye's opinions, I don't, like, want to speak on what his opinions are, but, you know, they're evolving, and you know, I encourage everyone to go and speak with a leader if they feel like they can make a change. And I think that's what Kanye thought.
Good answer. Speaking of that, I interviewed Caitlin in New York a couple weeks ago for Radio Andy about the book. And she talked a lot about you and about your compassion and about how you were kind of the island in the family that she kind of kept going to and that you kept going to her, and the dialogue that you had. She said something towards the end of the interview that I thought was interesting, which was she said, "Tell the girls hi and that I love them. You will probably see them before I do." And I thought that was...
Maybe she's just busy on her book tour.
Right.
You know?
Now that the dust is settling with the book, what do you feel about it?
I mean, Caitlin is always going to be someone that raised me and someone that taught me so much. So I always have such respect for her, and I'm proud that she's going through this journey, and just wish her the best.
Right. Wow. Well, I packed light for this trip to LA, but I managed to bring a Clubhouse classic with me, Kim Kardashian. The time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. Here's the amazing thing about this. Kim asked for it. We were gonna do something else.
I did. He wanted me to like recreate a scene and act, and I'm like, that's so not my thing.
She goes, let's play Plead the Fifth.
We're here, why not, right?
Okay. Three questions, you can plead the fifth to one.
Okay.
Kim, the entire Kardashian-Jenner clan used a stylist named Monica Rose, and you all recently unfollowed her on social media and are no longer associated with her. Can you give us the real reason that she is no longer in your universe?
Can Can I hear the other questions before I know what I can plead the fifth on? No? Okay, I will say. You know what? I haven't worked with her in maybe 4 years, so my reason is not connected to this. But I will say that I read that it was said that she was the reason for my makeover. My makeover when I, you know, met Kanye. And I will say that Kanye got me a new team and we kind of documented it. So I think people think that's the reason. And for me, maybe that is the reason. I needed a new vibe. Why everyone else? You're gonna have to ask them. But for me, I wanted a new vibe and, you know, Kanye wanted to give me a makeover.
On a scale, so she was not, she publicly said, I gave her a makeover, and it was actually Kanye that gave you the makeover.
But that's not the reason why that was me years ago.
That was your reason for years ago. Okay.
Well, I just wanted the change, yes. But I recently heard that, and so people have been asking me, and that's not the reason. So you'd have to ask Chloe and Kendall and Kylie and the girls.
Okay. I look forward to that opportunity. On a scale from 1 to 10, how relieved were you when Kylie and Tyga finally called it quits?
You know, I feel like a lot of drama, and it doesn't mean he's a bad person at all. I just think that sometimes people, and what was great was that it was so easy, that split. They just, you know, has not been any drama like it with her. So.
What are the chances of your mom, Chris, and Caitlin ever speaking again?
0-1.
Really?
No, I would say 2%, and those are Kendall and Kylie.
Wow.
So that's their percentage.
Wow. That's serious.
All fair, I think.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, I never
plead the fifth. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm really into all of your Cher worship recently. I'm
obsessed.
Thank you
with Cher.
Yes, I'm glad. You and Cher are both Armenian, obviously. And was that the first time you met her on that red carpet at the documentary recently?
No, I met her at the Met Ball, and I had this Cavalli dress that I had. Was inspired by one of her dresses, and then I met her, and so I'd been looking at all these references, and then I told her, and she said. The dress that I referenced was her first Met Ball, so I thought it was meant to be.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
We have one more question from the audience, quick. Hi.
How is it going with the third pregnancy and the surrogacy? Are you going to go through with that?
It's a process. I've had to go through multiple things to try to do it on my own, and I don't think that's looking good for me, but I'm not giving up. So it's the process. You kind of see the whole thing this next season on our show of me begging Chloe to help out. But I want to do that to her. My mom offered.
Oh, my God, I love it. That's amazing.
Courtney offered. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, on that note, it's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to Kim and the rest of her crew for reaching 10 years of keeping up with the Kardashians. Our jackal goes to Kim's least favorite food, olives. I have some here.
Olives.
You hate olives.
I hate olives.
You were carrying on tonight's episode. You can tell Kim's hatred for olives is real. She doesn't even like the black ones. That's funny. Okay, good. Okay, I want to thank Kim, James, Austin, and Alex. Watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians Sundays on E! This theater and everything, it's cool. We are here back in Los Angeles at the Palace Theater with Kim Kardashian West from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Season 10 season 14. It's the 10-year anniversary. It's season 14. Okay.
Yeah.
I got that wrong 18 times. DJ James Kennedy is here. When you hear that someone calls themselves the White Kanye, how do you feel about that?
I think it's cool.
Yeah, you like it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Behind the bar, we have hot guys eating salad. It's Austin, Victoria, and Alex Frank. They can get it. They're hot and they're eating salad. How many salads a week do you eat?
every single day from the same place, pretty much.
Really?
Health Nut.
From Health Nut, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I could look at those hot guys eating that salad for a long time. I really could. Yeah, I love both of your tits so much, I can't even remember. Let's go to Andrea in the audience with a question. Hey, Andrea.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Love you guys. My question for Kim is, do you have any Ocean's 8 spoilers that you can give us?
No, I don't.
So it takes place at, there's a heist at the Met Ball, and you guys are there at the Met Ball, basically. Do you have lines?
I was not involved in the heist.
Right.
I didn't want to be a part of that.
Yes.
Not that they asked, but...
Right. Yeah.
But that I did commit to that before I did it. So I was like, oh, is it weird? It's about a heist. I'm doing it. But then I did it with Kendall and Kylie, and it was at the Met Ball.
So it was on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it was fun to kind of get me out of my comfort zone. And I was like,
did you have fun?
I did. I did.
We, that night that I interviewed you, the night that you left for Paris, we hung out beforehand waiting for the thing to start for about half an hour. And I was really struck by how clean you are. How clean your lifestyle is, that you said you've really, you were never into pot, you were never into drugs, you barely drink. I mean, like, it was a, you changed
this
your mind
like
at the last minute and you decided to like have a little Moscato and that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But how did you come to that, or how did you never wind up going on the other side? Because it seems like it would have been so
easy
and maybe almost even obvious. But none of you guys are really...
No, none of us really. I mean, I think that my dad always just put such a responsibility on me in college and high, I don't want to say high school, but whatever. Courtney was such a big drinker.
Right.
And my dad was really well aware. So he, when I was like 14, every weekend I had to drive him around and he would teach me to drive his car and would say, I know you're only 14. We don't have cell phones, so when you get to the house, you have to party with your sister. I had, like, he made me go with my sister every weekend to watch her.
Wow.
And would say, call me from the house phone. I don't care what time it is when you're leaving. Drive everyone home. We had, like, a big Chevy Tahoe. And call me when you get to your last destination. So
right.
I felt this responsibility of driving everyone, and, like, everyone would take advantage of me, and I would be the designated driver. And they would literally only have me hang out just to drive everyone home.
God.
It was so I just felt this like sense of responsibility, and I owned it.
Own it. Let's go to Caesar. Hey, Caesar.
Hi, guys. Hi, Kim. I'm peeing my pants right now. you were Lindsay Lohan's personal stylist and shopper for like a hot second. So what was the worst thing that she had you do?
I actually wasn't.
Really? Was that just a rumor?
What? Not
that
Lindsay.
Was just a rumor then?
Not Lindsay, but I was friends with her.
You were friends with her?
Yeah.
You were never her stylist for a hot second?
No.
No.
What was Paris' worst thing?
With Paris?
Yes.
I would work with Paris, and I was like, I would love to organize and clean out their closets and get rid of all the stuff and sell it on eBay and then shop for them. Shop for her. So that was like my job. I loved it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But people will say assistant. Like, they always have it wrong.
Right. Are you in touch with Paris at all these days?
Yeah, I do talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's go to Aubrey in the audience. Hey, Aubrey.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for the invite. Kim, you look gorgeous. My question for Kim is, what is your least favorite Kardashian spinoff?
Okay. I will not talk about anyone else. I'll talk about myself. New York, when Courtney and I did New York, because I was in that like awful cry face with that last marriage I had, that whole situation was just really hard for me. So I just thought...
It was not a great time in your life.
No. So...
When you went into that marriage, did you think... I mean, it's hard to say now, but like, did you think... that it was forever, or did you think?
At the time, I didn't even, I just thought, holy shit, I'm 30 years old. I better get this together. I better get married. I think like a lot of girls do go through that where they freak out and thinking they're getting old and they have to figure it out and all their friends are having kids. And so it was more of that situation. But I knew like honeymoon, it wasn't gonna work out.
Yeah. On the honeymoon, you knew.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, hi, we have Marcy. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Kim. Kim, hi. I love you, and I mean it a whole lot.
Thank you.
So, of all the rumors about you, what's the craziest untrue rumor you've heard?
I mean, there's just, like, ridiculous ones. I mean, there's such... probably anything that you guys like can ask.
Is there anything that bothers you that you hear? Do you hear anything? Like, at this point, I would think that you must be immune, but does anything get under your skin?
No, it does. It really does.
It does.
I get kind of sensitive, especially taking time off, and then like you'll jump back into it, and then when people will be rude, I'll be like, I just had the best, not the best, but like such a freeing time taking time off.
Yeah.
Don't make me do it again, because I just like this, it's so much... It's so hard on your soul.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think people get it. Like, it really is. Like, I'm so afraid for my kids to grow up in the world of social media. And
wow.
I didn't have to grow up like that. And I love it.
That's so ironic given what a social media star you are.
I know.
You know.
And I think it could be great if you have a positive surrounding. And I guess life isn't that way. So... you have to experience the good and the bad. Like, I love sharing my life, so I share it, obviously. I, you know, live on a reality show. But, you know, then sometimes you're just like, is it worth it? Like,
yeah.
You know.
That's interesting.
That's my struggle.
Yeah.
Is just now, after what I've been through, is it worth it? I share what I want. I don't, you know.
What does Kanye say about it?
Oh, if he could just, I mean... the least sharing, the better. But he's always been like that.
Right.
So it was, I think, at the beginning, me being so public and him not being so public, even though his career has made him public,
uh-huh.
He doesn't wish that. So it was always like a conversation. And so I think he learned to be a little bit more public being with me, and I learned to be a little bit more reserved. And it even got to a time where in the last couple of months, I was like, oh no, I don't want to be in the public. The roles, not that it flipped because he never really wanted to be in it, but I was more the recluse.
Right.
But I think we're like equal now.
Uh-huh. Let's go to Marcy. Hey, Marcy.
Yvonne.
Yvonne, I'm sorry.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Kim. So now that you have 100 million followers on Instagram, which congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
What is the most embarrassing picture that you've posted?
Well, I would hope I wouldn't post a really embarrassing picture. I try not to. But, like, you'll see ridiculous pictures where people, like, sharpen them and make them really, like, look crazy. And then everyone will pick up on those ones and post those around. And I'm like, no, 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 I don't look like that. That's not, I swear, like, you know. So stuff like that. But anything I post, I don't know.
Do you look at this point at how many likes you get? I mean, is that something that you... I mean, we all look and it's like, oh, this photo, people are really responding to this, they're not. Is that something...
I still am into, like, the numbers and stuff like that.
Do you have Instagram Insights? Do you have that thing on Insights where you can see, like, where your followers are from?
I do, but I haven't looked.
Got it.
But I should.
All right. Well, Kim, I got to tell you something. You came in here... no restrictions about what to ask. You're an open book. You've been through a lot. And you've come out the other side really well, really peacefully. And I really appreciate the time. Yeah, peacefully. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody give it up for Kim Kardashian. Thank you so much. More Click Around BravoTV.com. Watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians every Sunday night on E!
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.